SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Ik ben Joyce from Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson. Earlier, we already learned the rooms of the house, and I'm gonna pop in a little quiz and ask you if you still remember what a living room in Dutch is. Living room is woonkamer. I hope you had that right and have been practicing. So today we are actually talking about some of the items and things you can find in the woonkamer. So let's start at the very beginning and translate couch. So the word for couch you actually already know from English. However, we use it for the bank when you're going to the bank. If you Dutchify that word, you get bunk, and that is also your couch and sofa. De bank. We can say something like, ik zit op de bank televisie te kijken. Ik zit op de bank televisie te kijken. So I'm on the couch watching TV. Then we usually have a little table there. Table is tafel. And if it's a little table in front of your bunk, then we would often say koffietafel. De koffietafel. Ik heb een leuk boek en een plant op mijn koffietafel. I've got a nice book and a plant on my coffee table. Ik heb een leuk boek. And a plant op mijn koffietafel. Then you might have a nice chair sitting there as well. So if we look at the word for chair, another version of a chair is a stoel. And that's what you want to keep in mind saying the Dutch word for chair, which is stoel, de stoel. So for a stoel, we can practice another sentence where we do two things at the same time. So sitting and doing something else. So ik zit op de stoel een boek te lezen. So I'm sitting on the chair reading a book. Ik zit op de stoel een boek te lezen. Now we don't want to read a book all in the dark, so we need a lamp there. And a lamp in Dutch is the same, but Dutchify your pronunciation. So lamp becomes lamp, de lamp. And if we want to turn the lamp on and off, we can actually say we do it on or we do it off. And it sounds like this. Ik doe de lamp aan, ik doe de lamp uit. So it's kind of like on and out in a way. Ik doe de lamp aan en uit. Maybe you're sitting in that chair and you're looking at the wall. The wall is de muur. So de muur, think of like a mural almost. De muur. And on that muur is a painting. And to paint in Dutch is actually schilderen. Schilderen. And a painting, as in the actual thing, is een schilderij. Schilderij. And to say that your painting is on the wall or hangs on the wall is het schilderij hangt aan de muur. So you Dutchify hanging as well. Het schilderij hangt aan de muur. Then to get into the room, we gotta have to use a door. A door is de deur. de deur. And I always like to say, in remembrance to use door, right, and through, we can say, ik loop door de deur. It's a bit of a tricky one, this, but what you're saying is, I walk through the door. But we use door for through and deur for door. Ik loop door de deur. It will also be nice to have some light in there, natural light, so we need some windows. And a window is a raam, and windows are ramen, like the food, like the noodle food. So ramen, ik kijk uit het raam naar buiten. So I look out the window, through or towards the outside. Ik kijk uit het raam naar buiten. Now, to make it a bit more cozy, a bit more gezellig, we want some cushions on the couch, on the bunk. And cushions, you can think of kisses. Maybe you already know that word, which is a kussen. Kussen. And kussen is also a word that we use for both cushion as well as a pillow. So het kussen ligt op de bank. We don't say is, we say that is laying there. We use position verbs to determine where things are. Het kussen ligt op de bank. And for some entertainment, we might have a bookshelf or a book cupboard. A shelf is een plank, like a plank, planking. It's nice and straight. So bookshelf is een boekenplank. And there's Dutch logic behind that as well, because in English, often we use a singular version, like a bookshelf and a bookstore. And we're like, nah, we don't put one book there, or we don't have one book at the bookstore. We have multiple. So we pluralize it. So it becomes de boekenplank and de boekenkast. Kast is cupboard. So we could say something like, er staan boeken op de boekenplank in de boekenkast. So there's books on the bookshelf in the book cupboard. Er staan boeken op de boekenplank in de boekenkast. It's a good one to practice. And in case you were a little bit unsure about the word for television, we basically Dutchify that because everything in I-O-N at the end translates into an IE in Dutch. So we get televisie. And a sentence would be, ik kijk naar een televisieprogramma op de televisie. So I'm watching a TV program / show on the telly. Ik kijk naar een televisieprogramma op de televisie. And there you have it, a few things that you can find and see and do in de woonkamer. So which words of these did you already know? Which words were new? And can you think of other words that you might find in your woonkamer? Happy practicing and tot volgende week. Doei!
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.